Welcome to Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace. Listening to City Radio Online, here to connect. My name is Andrea, and this is Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace. With me is our breakthrough catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you today, Valerie?
I'm really good.
That's great.
Excited to hear the question.
Oh, yes, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Yes. Now, this person says, I've been married a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my husband, we have two mm-hmm. young children.
Okay.
And since we've had our first child,
mm-hmm.
I am discovering that my husband is not the man and the father that I expected him to be.
Okay.
And this is taking a toll on how I feel about him, and it's also definitely taking a toll on our relationship.
Mm. Okay, so this, when I hear this, it reminds me of a story of a woman I worked with for a 6-month program. We worked together. When she first came to me, I mean, she was crying and distraught, and she says, like, oh, everything is just going wrong. Everything is breaking down. That's literally what she said.
Mm.
Things are falling apart, like even her washing machine is falling apart.
Oh.
Like things are breaking down in a house, literally.
Yeah.
And she's just had enough. She's very stressed out because she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a toddler who's like 2 years old.
Okay.
And then fast forward to the end of the program,
mm-hmm.
we were laughing out loud because she said, Val, you know something? When I first signed up for the program, I signed up because I wanted to learn how can I change my husband.
Oh, wow.
Then she said, but I realized it doesn't work like that, you know? And she said, I had to work on myself because last time she kept looking and talking and focusing on what's so wrong about her husband, what's so wrong about him. And she forgot to also look within herself. I'm not saying that for the person who's asking this question, it's not your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault, you know, but more of like, okay, let's look at it from a higher perspective. Let's look at it from God's perspective then. You know, what's really going on? What are you expecting from your husband? Does he know? Have you communicated to him? And why is he the way he is too? For the lady I was working with, first thing we discovered is that she and her husband made an agreement when after a health scare of their daughter. And they said, you know, from now onwards, we are going to put our daughter above ourselves. Okay? She's the most important person no matter what. She's number one. And so they really behave that way. For the mom, she would introduce herself as, hi, I'm
so-and-so.
So-and-so. I'm this little girl's mom. Like, all over the Instagram, you know, sometimes including her husband, but it's all about her daughter. And she knows it, she admits it, like, yeah, it's all about my daughter because my husband and I didn't date for the whole 2 years since my baby's born. And so after the first session we had, she, you know, agreed to go on a date with her husband that night for a movie night. And she said, although it's just a movie night in somewhere nearby the home, it felt like such a huge breakthrough to me.
Okay.
You know, that, I mean, she could feel that her husband is having fun too. Because for this lady, she was having the energy, the vibe of like, oh, you're doing this wrong. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Because she was looking at him with that perspective. You see, you are not meeting my expectations. Mm. You never do this, you never do that. Why do you do this? Why do you do that? Yeah. And then she realized that she was behaving like some disciplinarian in the house. She was in that teacher mode with him.
Okay.
And this, her husband, she learned also throughout during the program that this man, his own mother, is also like that. Very dominant female figures in his life growing up, and he feels he can't really be himself when the woman is so strong, you know, and overpowering, and then he develops certain habits that are not really healthy, that he was like secretive about it. Actually, it's not that bad. It's just that he didn't share his life with the woman anymore, and that's where you grow apart, you see. When you act like a teacher, you know, or you act like you're not good enough on me, although you're not saying it, the guy feels it. He feels it when you don't trust him enough, when you don't think he's good enough. Then he will show up that way. If you treat a man like a pauper, he will act like a pauper. You treat a man like a king, he will show up as a king. And she did the work, this lady. She humbled herself, she owned up to her part. She owned up to her part, and she learned how to communicate with her husband. And when she relaxed and stepped out of the teacher role and come as a wife who believes in him, he also let his guard down, you see, her husband. And then she said in her words that it's breakthrough after breakthrough every week, you know? Like, when the communication happened, they learned so much about themselves. She said, I've been with my husband for more than 10 years, you know, dating him. But I never knew all these things about him, that he went through this growing up, he went through that growing up. And I could see the pattern almost, you know, mirroring itself in our own marriage. And I'm so glad I can see it before it blew our marriage up. So you see, this woman, she worked on herself. She's willing to shift and change and show up as the supportive wife and listen. And your man will talk when you listen. You don't know what he's going through. Sometimes, actually, men, they have it harder sometimes because they can't be like us women. You know, we get together, we talk about emotional things and cry together and it's alright. But when how can men do that? Especially in Asian culture, you know, it's like you get together the beer and wine and talk about manly stuff. But how many men can do heart to heart, you know, and trust that no one's going to judge them?
That's a good question.
Yeah, can guys cry too, you know?
Yeah.
And for her, she made space for him. She held space for her husband to express everything that was pent up in his heart. I mean, he broke down, he cried, he shared things he never shared with her. My question is, are you willing to get to know your husband all over again? Are you willing to look into his heart? Are you willing to look at him through not your perspective, because you kind of got sick of it, you know, it's fogged up right now? Are you willing to go up to God and see from God's perspective, understanding, definition, truth and value of your husband and your marriage and yourself? If you look at this from a very holistic perspective, and then you do the right thing, one thing at a time, one day at a time, you will experience breakthroughs in your marriage. Of course, it takes two, you know, you're willing to do your part. If he's willing, perfect, you know. But if you do your part and he's not willing, then you know you can't force it, you see. You got to ask God then, what do I do and what can I do, you know? Because you can't force someone. But you'll be surprised, like, such a high percentage of times, the stories, you know, of the women I work with, when they are willing to do their part, when they are willing to change themselves, then men will put their guard down and they are willing to change also. Yes, it becomes fun. Like now they are dating so often, having fun, that their friends are asking what happened. What do you guys do, you know? But they're like, you know, we were so close to getting a divorce that even the husband was having opened up and said, you know what, I've been for the longest time having nightmares of you leaving me with another man. I mean, we communicate spirit to spirit. And if you leave the door open and still don't want to communicate, you the gap gets wider. So don't let that happen to you.
Oh, okay, thank you. I think, yeah, it's really so important for married couples to continue having fun with each other.
Yes, it's possible.
Yeah, and just because you have children doesn't mean the husband and wife cannot have fun.
Yes.
Yeah, and like what you said, are we, the woman, are we prepared to change ourselves? And it's not, I don't think what you mean is, like we have to
be somebody else,
overhaul, like change ourselves and as in lose ourselves.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not about losing ourselves, but sometimes it just takes a change of perspective or a renewing of the mind.
Yes.
To allow ourselves to see our man in a different way. Are we prepared to see our man cry? Are we prepared to see our man be vulnerable before us?
Yeah.
Maybe some women are not. No, I have to see my man in a certain way. He cannot cry in front of me. Yeah, but sometimes really, it just takes a renewing of our mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are right about the not lose yourself. Actually, you are in your full power. You are in your full power, actually, if you show grace, if you show kindness, if you show that you are listening, if you show love, that's not being weaker, that's not losing yourself. That's actually you in your full power.
Yeah,
your higher self.
Yes. Love.
Yeah, love. And you find that you grow as well. When you grow, your husband will grow. If you know, if he's the right man for you, he will also want to rise with you. He want to grow with you.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Valerie. I hope this session has been helpful to those of us who are going through some difficulties in our marriage. Now, if you have a question for Valerie, please write to connect@cityradio.sg and visit Valerie's website at speedofgrace.com and follow her on Instagram @speedofgrace.